Hello to all my listeners out there. It is Saturday. Yeah. It's Saturday on my way to work as usual. So in my last audio diary, I mentioned that I am rewatching the Game of Thrones television series and also currently reading the third book. Haven't read the fourth or fifth yet, but, anyway, after that audio diary, someone reached out and we had a conversation about Game of Thrones, and they had some really nuanced opinions, about it that were really interesting, so it was a good conversation. But it got me thinking about some stuff. So as I'm watching the TV show, I'm kind of trying to think about these things that they brought up. And one of them is that Daenerys's descent into madness was actually better foreshadowed than people think. So if you've watched the Game of Thrones television series, you'll know that the eighth season was total doo-doo. like, a lot of plots and subplots felt really rushed. There was a lot of, like, loose ends that didn't make that didn't really make sense. And the consensus is that just season eight really ruined the whole television show. And one of the biggest reasons that it ruined the show is because for the entire first seven seasons, Daenerys is kind of this, like, liberator and, you know, has good morals and just wants to get back to Westeros to reestablish her family as the kings and queens of Westeros. And so, she's one of, like, the most beloved characters of the entire series. But in the eighth season, she very quickly and kind of almost randomly, just starts acting crazy and, wants to burn down King's Landing because if she can't have the Iron Throne, then no one can. Or at least I think that's what happened. It's been a long time since I've seen season eight. I watched it when it was airing, and then, I didn't rewatch it after that. So I think that's what happened. If not, then please forgive me. In season eight, she kind of very quickly and randomly just went crazy and kind of turned into her father and started destroying everything, and killing a lot of innocent people. And so this person that I was having this conversation with, told me that throughout the entire series, Daenerys pretty, clearly had some of her father's tendencies towards madness. So as I'm rewatching the series, I'm kind of, like, looking into that, and I've kind of found out that he's kind of right. like, even in this, I'm only on, like, the third season, like, the third episode, so and like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen the show, so my opinions might change, but based on what I've seen now, even in just the second season, Daenerys, when she wanted to enter Carth, she told them that if she doesn't let them in, that when she becomes Queen of Westeros, that she will burn all of the people and all of the cities that wronged her, and that she would burn Carth first, if they don't let her in. And so, she has this tendency to kind of, like, threaten to just destroy your city if you don't give me what I want. And then also she, later in this season, she tells one of the 13 that, she needs a ship and to get to Westeros, and he refuses. And so she says, with fire and blood, I will take what is mine. And I think even very early on, there were these kind of like, moments where it was foreshadowed that she is like her father, in that if she doesn't get what she wants, she will just destroy you or destroy your city or whatever. I think there is some merit to that, that perhaps you may not have realized it at the time watching it, but I think her madness is apparent in these early episodes. And I think another reason is that it kind of slipped by people and they didn't really read into these comments more, is because these threats were always kind of veiled by like a good purpose. Like, she needed to get into Karth to save her Khalasar because they were starving. And so she said, if you don't let us in, you know, I'm going to burn your city, whatever. So, you know, that's what some people would say is a good reason to kind of threaten someone. And then she needs the ship. The guy's just being an asshole to her, and so she threatens him. And so, all of her threats and all of this kind of aggression is feigned. I don't know what I'm trying to say. You'll have to forgive me. I'm not the best with explaining like deep, like points like this, but, you know, that these comments are kind of veiled behind like a good thing. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? I hope you do. And so, like, I think the viewers of the show would agree with her of, like, yeah, of course they're gonna let your family starve. Of course, when you have the power, you want to get revenge. You kind of have to try and look at it from both points. Like, if, you know, you're in Karth and this stranger comes in with the Khalasar and just demands entrance, and if you don't give it to her, then, you know, she's going to burn your city to the ground. I don't really know if I was one of the 13 that I would let her in, you know? These are strangers, and yes, they're weak and dying, but Daenerys has dragons, and, you know, you never really know, I guess. I don't know. I'm just rambling. So yeah, that was interesting. So I've been looking out for things like that. And there's a lot of things in the series that kind of just flew right by me that I'm now on a second watch through really understanding more clearly, that are making more sense. Like, even just like little, like, not even subplots, but just like offhand comments that kind of explain what's going on elsewhere in the world or what happened, that I just totally missed the first time around, that I'm like understanding now, and I'm getting a better picture of, like, you know, what's going on the entire time. So yeah, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, I highly suggest you watch it. And if you have seen it, I suggest you give it a second watch through, and, you'll probably see some stuff you didn't notice, or, you know, maybe some foreshadowing that you didn't realize the first watch through will, be more apparent the second time. And, it's just such an interesting world. Like, George R. Martin is such a genius when it comes to world building and, fantasy and stuff like that. So, great show, great books. Can't wait for the series to finish. I really hope he finishes it soon, at least before he passes away, because I know he's, not in great health, but, I really hope that the books come out soon, because I want to know what happens in the books, because I know it's, you know, of course the show is going to be slightly different from the books. There were some characters that were omitted completely, and some characters that were mushed into two in the TV show, and I'm hoping that the books kind of end better. Like, even if the outcome is ultimately the same, you know, with the way Daenerys is killed and how she attempts to destroy King's Landing, even if that all ends up being ultimately the same, I just hope that there's a better build-up in the books so that it makes more sense and is more satisfying. But we shall have to see. So yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about today. I love Game of Thrones, so if you message me wanting to talk about it, I will 100% talk your ear off. But yeah. All right, I'm pulling into work, so yeah, that's it. Hoping to make an audio this coming week, like a Gone Wild audio, either Tuesday or, actually no, I have to work Wednesday this week, so hopefully Tuesday. That's my goal. Yeah, so I'm at work now, so you will hear from me all again soon. All right. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye.